said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Everything.
Look at this place, man.
It's all gone.
Bushfires in Australia.
Homes have been burned, lives have been lost.
We've been hearing so much about the bushfires around Australia, but not just them, about the volunteer firefighters as well, because there are so many Australians putting everything aside to try to stop these fires in their tracks. And there's actually volunteer fireys from Townsville who are going down to New South Wales to help out too.
And we all see the RFSQ, the Rural Fire Service of Queensland, out and about in their yellow trucks, in their bright orange high-vis gear, but we thought, like, seeing as they have been in the news so much lately and they're doing such an incredible job, we need to get to know some of our local Townsville RFSQ members.
Yeah.
So we went along and we did some training and actually had the opportunity to put out a real bushfire.
It's been another relentless day for firefighters.
Training started at 6 p.m. on a humid Townsville evening. Gabby and I shuffled into what looked like a classroom built into a fire station. First Officer Warren Kelly stood up, took a breath, and started his briefing with a dire warning.
Obviously, when we're going out to a fire, it's a very dangerous, very hazardous type of situation, as you've seen on the TV. Firefighters die, right? That's a sad fact. So what we try and do is we try and minimise the impact of anything that happens to you out there by giving you a whole heap of clothing that's going to at least reduce the impact of anything that happens.
That clothing is known as PPE, personal protective equipment. Helmets, goggles, face masks, boots and bright orange overalls.
All decked out, we hit the grass for our first lesson, working the hose, and the mood lightened very quickly.
Yeah, I'm really nervous about this.
Are you?
I reckon I'm going to start flying like you see in those videos.
Yeah.
Alright, we ready?
Well, I've seen fully grown men do this and it was pushing them back a bit, so here we go.
She's opening it. The water's coming out! She's not flying!
Woo!
Is it fun?
Look at me putting out the fire!
Yeah, I know.
Look at that!
That is, like, that's a lot more serious than watering the grass, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
Armed with our hoses, fire extinguishers, and enough equipment on our backs to make a camel jealous, it was time to put our training to work. It was time for us to extinguish an actual bushfire.
So what we're going to do, we've got an area there less than 2 metres by 2 metres, and we're going to light it up for you for a training exercise. Now your goal, your aim at the moment is to take 2 fire extinguishers and go in and attack the fire. Now you'll do this wearing all your PPE, with your masks on, goggles on and all that gear. If there's any problems, you just basically back off and everything will be sweet. We've got a safety crew outside and they'll be able to put the fire out. We'll put you out if you catch fire.
Right.
The warnings were issued half jokingly, but we were taking our job seriously. The conditions next to the fire, smoky and hot. It's getting warm. You can feel the heat.
Yeah, I'm good. Put out the fire.
All right, we're going in.
And.
Test it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good. Go.
Are we good? Are we good?
Yeah, you're good.
And the crowd goes wild.
Woo! We saved the
fire was extinguished. The mission was complete. And back inside the fire station, First Officer Warren Kelly had something for us.
Guys, I've got a gift for you both as honorary firefighters for the day.
Yay!
A cap.
Wow!
Fire service. And,
it's got like an emblem on it and...
Exactly.
Great. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for having us.
The Rural Fire Service of Queensland are lifesavers. Everyday people in our town doing an extraordinary job.
Join the RFS now. For all the details, head to ruralfire.qld.gov.au.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
This is where I read from my legitimate high school diaries. And as I mentioned last week, we are starting to get into the older years of high school, which means juicier diary entries. There are new characters being introduced.
Entries you've been waiting for, Townsville.
Well, yes, they're definitely coming to a climax. Anyway, we are now going back to the 14th of the 5th, 2004.
Dear Diary. Okay, well, I've got a fair bit of goss.
For the last 6 days, I've been camping with Chloe and her dad, stepmom, brother, and some of their relatives, which includes her cousin, Chris. Well, you've probably guessed, but me and Chris had a bit of fun while we were camping. It's hard to explain because nothing serious happened, but it was kind of as if we were together. Like, if I was cold, he'd put his arm around me, and if either of us got hurt, we would kiss it better. But then at the same time, we would laugh with each other and pay each other out because we were so comfortable. It was really cool because we could just hold hands, or he would trace my face with his thumb. The best night was when we were lying on a mat outside just talking, and he put his arm around and was holding my hands, and our faces were really close, and we would just look at each other. I know now why Chloe said to never have a fling unless you know you can get over it, though, because I miss him so bad. I'll always have the memories, though, and I won't be forgetting them anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
What a great entry. Chris.
Wow.
The one that got away, tracing your face with his thumb.
Yeah, how romantic.
I must have been love, but it's over now.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
OG Bachelor Tim Robards and his wife Anna Heinrich have been in the tabloids a lot because there's been a lot of speculation over their marriage. Because Tim Robards was seen without his wedding ring at the Melbourne Cup. So everyone's been talking a lot about it. They've been seen together, though, at the Australian Open, and Tim has spoken out as to why he doesn't always wear his ring.
You know, I was never really a wedding ring kind of guy. My dad never wore a ring. And then when I got one, I was like, I actually like it. But now, because I'm playing a character that's not married, I have to take it off every day, and I don't want to lose it, so I just leave it up here and, you know, wear it on special occasions. Yeah.
So Tim is an actor on Neighbours,
yeah,
and that is why.
Yeah, it's a shallow pool factor for Neighbours.
He's good looking. That's the only requirement.
You're good looking and you've got a bit of profile.
Just take the ring off and
sure.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go. Let's give you a job. Oh, yeah, I love wearing my wedding ring. Mm. If I'm outside the house, I'm wearing it. I take it off at home. Mm. My wife leaves hers on 24/7. Sleep, shower, everything, ring on.
Really?
All the time.
I do that when I'm away, but when I'm at home... Mm. It comes off when I go to sleep because otherwise I end up scratching myself with it, like my face or something. It's terrible.
Yeah, you're a violent sleeper.
But I'm sure there are plenty of reasons out there as to why people can't wear their wedding rings. And so 13, 12, 16, we want to know why you don't.
Andrew, you don't? Why not?
You ever heard of a ring getting crushed on your finger and then it's called degloving, where it takes everything away except the bone?
I'm not a carpenter, and I'm
I would not be wearing that
questioning
ring.
Wearing mine right now.
Oh, that's
I just don't
horrible.
Want that to happen. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Alan.
Do you not wear a ring, Alan?
No, I can't. I'm in the mines, and we're not allowed to because of the chance of getting your finger degloved.
Oh, yeah, just heard about that. Don't want to hear about it again.
The term degloving, yeah.
But fair enough. Fair enough,
obviously,
Alan.
The degloving is a thing, right?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, it's Chris.
Chris, do you not wear a wedding ring?
Oh, I wear mine, but my husband can't wear his wedding ring. He was only married for like 3 months when he got his wedding ring caught on a piece of steel, and it actually cut his finger off.
Cut his finger off?
Wow, so he's lost his finger.
He lost his finger from wearing his wedding ring.
Oh wow. I have never heard of jewellery being so dangerous. This is crazy.
Obviously reasons for it. We'll take one more. Who's this?
No, it's Kieran here.
Hey, Kieran.
Why don't you wear your wedding ring, mate?
Well, I don't wear it because I can't. I'm a surgeon. When I operate, I have to take the wedding ring off for sterility issues.
Oh, that makes sense. Got to sterilise the hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I've lost a couple already, so I didn't want to lose another one. So we've got a brand new one, and I take it off and leave it at home
Kieran,
on the days I operate.
You didn't lose them in patients, please. Tell me that.
No.
No, thank God.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
I am ropeable. I'm fuming, mate.
You're so mad at me.
Are there steam coming out of my ears? Like in the Looney Tunes cartoons?
A little bit.
Something happened yesterday.
Can I just leave?
So Gabby is in charge, of making the videos for the show.
Yeah. I filmed the entire show, one camera on Cliffo, one on me, and we normally take just a 1 minute piece that we put up on Facebook every single day. If you haven't seen it, Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's where all Instagram the videos as well. Lie. Yeah, and it was on Instagram too.
It was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
So what happened was I was telling you how the day previous I had KFC for lunch.
And this all happened off air.
This all happened off the air. This wasn't on the show. You can actually hear the Rubens, the songs playing in the background. And I was telling you how I had KFC for lunch and I was kind of rubbing it in because you're doing a challenge at the moment. You're on a health kick. This is what went down off the air yesterday.
Had KFC for lunch yesterday. You don't need to hear that.
I don't want to hear that. I had salmon.
All I want to say is that the Zinger burger and chips I had were awful.
I had salmon. And that's it.
You know what I particularly hated?
I had 10 past 10 or
that creamy Zinger sauce on there. You know that really sweet and tangy Zinger sauce? It's so awful, that. God, it was bad. And those, you know what I hated as well? These chips, they were just salted. You know, you get a bit of salt on the top of a chip and get that crunch. It was awful. The worst. Worst day, Gabby. Give me your sympathy.
When I start talking about the chips, that's when you give me the finger.
Well, I had to blur that out.
Blurred out in the video.
It was a lot of effort to edit that down, but that was my payback for you being so mean to me and rubbing in your KFC lunch.
Look, it did annoy me, and not for the fact that a lot of people got on there and they're like, Cliffo, what
you're
are
so
you
mean.
Doing, mate? You were an unsupportive friend. I don't care. I don't mind if people don't like me. Whatever. What annoyed me was I got the KFC. I went through the drive-thru at the new KFC on Thuringowa Drive. I say new, it's been there about a year. But I got it home and I ate it. And then I do what I often do when I eat fast food. I put it in the bin, but I try and hide it so my wife can't see.
I do that.
That I've had fast food for lunch.
You put it right at the bottom and you put other rubbish on top.
Yeah,
so no
that's
one
what I did. There was
the
some
squiz.
Other stuff on the top, so I just sort of pushed it down to the side or whatever. Mm. And I've been big noting saying, oh, you know, no more drive-through after work for me, love. Not in the new year.
Uh-oh.
And of course, Michelle didn't find it in the bin, but she did see the video and she finishes work yesterday. She strolls in and she goes, so KFC for lunch, Cliffo. At KFC, did ya? Sprung. And then I didn't know what to do, so I just lied and went, oh, yeah, the lies we tell for radio. It wasn't a lie.
It was
I had a large Zinger meal. It was great. Let's go.